I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me God.
Time is 6 o'clock. From Radio Ghana in Accra, here's Mercy Sowa with the news. In the headlines, Parliamentary Accounts Committee condemns high school fees in the north. Plans underway to establish agricultural business incubator in Western Region. Gay men set to high cancer rate. Why mothers should breastfeed their children. Fulani herdsmen go on raping spree on Volta Lake Island. EU sanctions Syria and Japan's Tokyo Electric seeks government assistance to compensate victims of Fukushima nuclear disaster. First, a summary by Agatha Samwa.
The Parliamentary Accounts Committee has condemned the high school fees being charged in the north, which is said to be defeating the purpose of the free education policy of the government. The committee said the high fees being charged by the education authorities could throw a lot of students out of school as well as increase the cost of education. Plans are far advanced to establish an agricultural business incubator in the Western Region. The center will serve as a processing point for all vegetable growers in the region. The coordinator of the Youth in Agriculture program, Alhaji Mohammed Adams, made this known to the GNA. Research has shown that children who are breastfed for 4 months or more develop fewer behavior problems. The study conducted by researchers in Oxford looked at the feeding habits of over 10,000 mothers and their babies. The team said breast milk contained large quantities of a particular type of fatty acid, as well as growth factors and hormones, which are important for the development of the brain and nervous system. The UN has expressed concern about the situation in southern Syrian city of Deraa's government. Crackdown continues. It said a humanitarian mission had not been allowed access to the city and the UN agency is unable to get medical supplies to refugees in the city. And Japan is under pressure to review its energy policy as the country's Tokyo Electric TEPCO is seeking government assistance to compensate victims of the Fukushima nuclear disaster. The company's Fukushima Daiichi power plant was heavily damaged in the deadly earthquake in March. Analysts say compensation claims may be more than $100 billion.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
The Parliamentary Accounts Committee has condemned the high school fees being charged in the north, which it said has the tendency of defeating the purpose of the free education policy of government. The committee said the high fees being charged by educational authorities could throw a lot of children out of school and increase the cost of education. Members said there's no need for the continuation of the free educational policy in the area if parents can pay fees as high as 300 Ghana cedis. The committee made the statement in Parliament after an encounter with some schools captured by the Auditor General's report from 2004 to 2007. The committee will be sitting for 3 days to examine the accounts of 42 pre-tertiary schools in the Northern, Upper East and Upper West regions. The chairman of the committee, Albert Kandapa, urged public institutions to abide by the legal and professional accounting principles when handling public funds. He said heads of the defaulting institutions would be answering questions relating to lapses in expenditure and possibly face sanctions. The chairman of the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament, Albert Kandapa, has called for punitive sanctions against heads of schools who fail to comply with proper accounting procedures, as he said will make them sit up and ensure good financial management practices. Mr. Kandapa was winding up the committee sitting in Kumasi to consider the Auditor General's report on three university educational institutions in Ashanti and Bunahafu for the period 2006 to 2008. In all, 61 schools in the two regions appeared before it to answer audit queries ranging from unsupported payments, payments on unearned salaries, non-payment of withholding taxes and deductions, purchases from non-VAT registered suppliers, and competitive procurements to improper filing of documents. Mr. Kandapa said GES must hold headmasters and headmistresses responsible for any act of omission or commission leading to financial malfeasance in their schools. It should not be lost on them as heads that they have the responsibility to make sure that proper accounting procedures are upheld. He counseled them to work within the law as they exercise their discretionary powers to protect the public purse. The Ashanti Regional Director of Education, John Kingsley Onyina, urged the heads to strive to be conversant with rules on financial administration. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofu, has lauded Ghana's performance in decentralization and local governance. He said the country occupies an enviable position on the continent with regard to its decentralized process. Mr. Ofosu-Ampofu made the remark when he opened the Regional Local Governance Workshop in Accra for Metropolitan, Municipal and District Chief Executives, as well as representatives from Commonwealth African countries. Olivia Amwadansu and Victoria Haji filed this report.
Mr. Ofosu-Ampofu said, since the inception of the decentralization process in 1988, a number of important efforts have been made to ensure its sustenance. They include the development of policy guidelines and the formulation of a National Decentralization Action Plan. This, he noted, has contributed to the success of Ghana's local government system, making it a preferred destination for learning. Mr. Ofosu-Ampofu was, however, not happy that the local government system still faces challenges that hinder its smooth operations. Some assemblies still do not have office accommodation and other basic infrastructure. The rector of GIMPA, Professor Yawajiman Bedu, said, the role of local government has become important as Africa continues to lag behind in attaining the Millennium Development Goals. The workshop will therefore provide the platform for local government managers to attain the requisite skills to be effective leaders in their communities.
Olivia Mwadanso and Victoria Ahaji's report. The youth have been asked to get actively involved in choosing leaders and press for changing the country's laws and practices where necessary. The flag bearer of the CPP in the 2008 presidential elections, Dr. Parkway Sindum, gave the advice at the launch of the annual SRC and Ghana National Union of Polytechnic Students Week at the Sunyani Polytechnic in Bunahafu. Dr. Ndum said some laws in the 1992 constitution do not allow the youth to actively participate in democracy. Sandrine Odram-Ponsa has filed this report.
Dr. Ndum said one of the areas of the constitution that needs to be looked at is Chapter 8, Article 62B, which states that a person shall not be qualified for election as president of Ghana unless he has attained the age of 40. This, according to Dr. Ndum, disqualifies majority of Ghanaians from aspiring to occupy the highest office of the land. He said this provision discriminates against young people, adding that wisdom is not a preserve of old people. Dr. Ndum said if a person can vote and can be a member of parliament at the age of 18, the person must also be given the opportunity to become president of Ghana. He implored the youth not to see political competition as an inconsequential game, but an important process that can make a positive difference in their lives for years to come. A former Minister of Education and Member of Parliament for Techima North, Professor Ameyao Ekumfi, said out of the 360,000 pupils who sat for the 2010 Basic Education Certificate Examination, 18,000, representing 25%, gained admission into senior high schools. According to him, if the remaining 75% who did not get the chance to be educated are to vote, they cannot make informed decisions. He therefore underscored the importance of educating the youth
in order for them to make insightful decisions. This, he noted, would deepen democracy. A representative of Jinups, Dwight Idueje, said in order for the youth to enjoy the full benefits of democracy, they must not allow themselves to be manipulated by politicians. The SRC later donated laptops and projectors to the various departments to enhance teaching and learning.
Sandrine Odrampon's report. The propaganda secretary of the NDC, Richard Kwashiga, has called on anti-corruption agencies to investigate the national chairman of the NPP, Jacob Echebilamte, over his handling of the May 9th Stadium Disaster Fund. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Kwashiga said Mr. Echebilamte must give an account of monies collected and the donations made. He spoke to Abigail Labi.
It's most unfortunate that Jacob Echebilamte will look at this from that perspective. I think that largely, Jacob Echebilamte admitted that he collected initial money that was donated. Now, can he give us a printout of who gave what and at which point in time those monies were given? And if Mr. Echebilamte is able to really give us that proof, then we would indeed admit that, oh yeah, the money is clean and what are you saying are true. So now we can only hold on to what you're saying. The reason being that he actually sent some monies to the fund that was established. But before the fund was established, monies were collected. And who collected those monies? Those monies were collected by Mr. Jacob Echebilamte on behalf of the state. And we are saying that he should be able to give us a proof of how much he collected from who and who. Then we will show that indeed Jacob Echebilamte is clean. But at the time that this hula baloo started in 2001, towards the end of 2001, people even wanted to go on demonstration because they believed that the whole thing was not transparent enough. Jacob was hiding lots of things. He was not telling the Ghanaian people anything about how much money is collected and from who and from when such money was collected. The question still hangs around his neck.
Reacting to the allegations, Mr. Echebilamte said the NDC is trying to divert attention from the successful primaries held by the NPP. He said the donations were done in public, audited, and the money is put into a trust fund.
I don't think NDC thinks that at all. I think that what Mr. Kwashiga, the lying propaganda secretary of the NDC, is doing is trying to divert attention from the very successful media coverage of the MPP's parliamentary primaries and the flag bearers' very successful ongoing tour around the nation. If Mr. Kwashiga was in any way, in the slightest bit, interested in finding out what happened to the monies that were collected, it's a matter within the public domain. This was done in public. The collections were made in public. Most of the collections were shown on television and covered by the media. A full accounting was made. The whole amount that was raised was audited by the Auditor General, and then the monies were given over to the trust fund. The trust fund that was set up to look after dependents of those who lost their lives, that today, 10 years later, is looking after the children of those who died on that day, making sure that every child gets an education up to whatever level their talents can give them. And as we heard just last week, even including up to four children per family, up to university level, if the children should be able to go, should have the talent to go to school up to that.
I get the impression that the fund is still active. As per the structure of the fund, is there supposed to be any ceiling on it?
The funds did not receive the donations of money. It was when people spontaneously started to donate money to the victims that we started collecting them. And then in collecting them, we said, now, what are we going to do with this money? And we came up with the idea, let's establish a trust fund managed by a senior banker, a senior insurance expert, and the police lady who was on the commission of inquiry into the events of that day, for them to manage and come out with how they would spend the money.
National Chairman of NPP, Jacob Echebilamte, talking to Abigail Labi. All categories of health professionals who complete tertiary education are to undertake a 12-month mandatory national service beginning September this year. This will help reduce the imbalances in the distribution of health professionals in the country. This came to light at the signing of an MOU between the Ministry of Health, the National Service Secretariat, the health regulatory bodies, and health training institutions to that effect. The chief director of the Ministry of Health, Dr. Sylvester Animana, said health professionals over the years have not been part of the national service scheme because they work under specific instructions, but changing trends have made it possible for health professionals to undertake national service. The executive director of the national service scheme, Vincent Kwagbenu, said the internship program undertaken by health workers does not constitute national service. He said this shortfall, as per the requirement of the National Service Act, Act 426, informed the decision to make it mandatory for all categories of health professionals to undertake national service.
It is victory for all of us. There is a common saying that what people do not understand, they oppose or they are against. The process to get this memorandum signed emanated from the Ministry of Health. The work has been done by the Ministry of Health and its allied bodies. The credit must go not only to the Ghana National Service Scheme, but also to the Ministry of Health and its allied bodies. It basically spells out the process of engagement of our health professionals. And it talks about engaging them through the National Service Scheme. But essentially, the basic work was going to be done by the Ministry of Health and its allied bodies. The Ministry of Health will identify rural communities where our health professionals are supposed to be deployed. And we only deploy them because we enroll them on our system and then deploy them to those facilities.
Executive Director of National Service Scheme, Vincent Kwagbenu. An agricultural-oriented business incubator center is to be set up in the Western region before the end of the year. The center will primarily concentrate on developing the vegetable sector and will serve as a processing point for all vegetable growers in the region and subsequently nationwide. In an interview with the GNA, the coordinator of the Youth in Agriculture program, Alhaji Mohammed Adams, said the center will be located within Sekondi Takoradi. He said the facility will have heavy agricultural processing equipment such as washers, sterilizers, chillers, and vegetable packaging for a small fee. Alhaji Adams said the program is expected to transform the entire agricultural industry, encourage the youth, and give confidence to any potential agro-entrepreneur who might have doubts about the industry. A petroleum engineer at Talo Ghana Limited, Kwatinga Mining, says the Tema Oil Refinery Tour cannot refine the crude oil being produced at the Jubilee oil fields. He said the crude oil is of a premium quality, described internationally as sweet light oil, and requires a refinery built to specification to be able to refine it. Mr. Aminin said Tour was built specifically to refine a type of crude oil that was of lower quality to what is being produced at the Jubilee field, adding that for Tour to be able to refine the Jubilee field product, it must be retrofitted. Mr. Aminin said retrofitting Tour or building a new refinery to the specification of the crude oil from Jubilee fields would cost about $1 billion. This, Mr. Aminin says, does not make economic sense because the next time a different type of crude oil is discovered, a new refinery would have to be built for it, when one could get refineries elsewhere to refine the product. He said the country is producing 70,000 barrels of crude oil per day, adding that some technical exercises are ongoing to ultimately increase the output to a maximum 120,000 barrels per day. He said by the beginning of the fourth quarter of this year, the country should achieve the 120,000 barrels per day target. Mr. Aminin assured that Jubilee partners are mindful of the impact of the operations on the environment, adding that adequate measures have been put in place to prevent accidents. A petroleum engineer at Talo Ghana Limited, the Asantehene Otumfuo Osei Tutu, has urged tertiary students to constantly upgrade their knowledge in information communication and technology ICT in order to be better positioned on the job market. He said reality must not be lost on the students that there is a critical role and dependence on ICT for the achievement of corporate mission and work efficiency in today's globalized economy. Employers, Otumfuo noted, are therefore getting increasingly interested in recruiting only graduates with skills and expertise in information technology. He made the statement in a speech read on his behalf at the 7th annual graduation ceremony of the Kumasi Center of NIIT Ghana, an ICT training institution. In all, 125 students graduated and were awarded diploma certificates after a two-year study in IT and business skills, network and software engineering. The Asante Hene lauded NIIT for its immense contributions towards the development of the human resource base of the country. He was confident that the management would continue to remain focused on its goal of helping to equip the youth with the requisite skills necessary for their development. The Bonoafu Regional Branch of the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association, GIBA, has asked owners and editorial managers of radio stations to come out with an agenda to assist the police to combat crime. A press statement signed by GIBA coordinator Yao Samoa Mensah noted that the existence of radio stations is about the development of society socially, mentally, economically and spiritually. It said without peace, unity and stability, achievement of these goals would be a mirage. It indicated lack of coordination among the 30 private radio stations is allowing criminals to take the region to ransom through illicit activities such as car snatching. It commended the Ghana Police Service for their efforts in combating crime in the region despite inadequate resources. Gibe assured the police of its readiness to assist the service to reverse the situation. The news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Parliamentary Accounts Committee condemns high school fees in the north. Plans underway to establish agricultural business incubator in western region. Gay men said to have high cancer rate. Why mothers should breastfeed their children. Fulani herdsmen go on raping spree on Volta Lake Island. EU sanctions Syria and Japan's Tokyo Electric seeks government assistance to compensate victims of Fukushima nuclear disaster. Do stay with us.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are social.
Welcome back. The lady at the center of a controversy in which two pastors are being accused of fathering one child has confessed to lying. The 19-year-old Marianne Samoa told an Accra-based radio station that she has withdrawn the case from the Accra Regional Office of the Domestic Violence and Victim Support Unit, DOFSU, because she realized what she was doing was bad. According to her, Pastor Felix Garu is the father of the 12-month-old baby, and her earlier claim that Reverend Usu Bempa, founder of End Time Ministries International, is the father of the baby was a lie. She had earlier accused Reverend Bempa of denying responsibility for the baby. Marianne Samoa said she became part of a plot orchestrated by Pastor Garu to disgrace Reverend Usu Bempa. Pastor Garu had a grudge with Reverend Bempa, who dismissed him from the church. She says she had never had an affair with Reverend Bempa, and so he could not be the father of the child. The public relations officer of DOFSU, Inspector Irene Opong, confirmed that the lady had contacted her outfit with the intention of withdrawing the case, but said DOFSU is still interested in unraveling the truth. 25 women at Ruben, an island community on the Volta Lake in the Afram Plains of the Eastern Region, were raped by Fulani herdsmen on their farms last year. 21 of the women are married, while the remaining 4 are unmarried. This was disclosed to Radio Ghana by Togbe Ndofia Aklovi during an inspection of some development projects in the Kwahu North District by the MP for the area, Emmanuel Abuaji Didier at Brubeng. According to Togbe Aklovi, the Fulani herdsmen are always armed with sophisticated weapons and dared anyone who came close to challenge them. He complained that the Fulani herdsmen, apart from destroying their farms with large herds of cattle, are also a threat not only to their lives but also make life extremely unbearable. A victim told Radio Ghana in tears that she was on the farm busily working when the Fulani herdsmen, armed with rifles, forced her to have sex with them or be killed. Afraid for her life, she obliged. A study conducted by researchers in Oxford indicates that children who are breastfed for 4 months or more develop fewer behavioral problems. The study involving 10,000 mothers and their babies in a journal, Archives of Disease in Childhood, says that may be because of the makeup of breast milk. Breastfeeding is already associated with other health benefits for babies, including lower rates of infection and less obesity in later life. Researchers looked at the feeding habits of 10,037 mothers and their babies involved in a large study known as the Millennium Cohort Study. A U.S. study has suggested that homosexual men are more likely to have had cancer than heterosexual men. This comes after a study of more than 120,000 people in California. The study said lesbians and bisexual women also have poorer health after cancer than heterosexuals. According to the Cancer Research UK, more research is needed as the reasons for any difference aren't clear. In 2001, 2003, and 2005, California Health Interview surveyed a total of 3,690 men and 7,252 women who said they had been diagnosed with cancer at some point in their lives. Rebels in the Libyan city of Misrata say they have pushed government troops back from its outskirts. Misrata has been under siege from forces loyal to Colonel Muammar Gaddafi for 2 months. Reports say the UN aid commissioner has called for a pause in hostilities to ease Libya's humanitarian crises. In Tripoli, blasts were heard overnight in what reports say were NATO strikes. Eyewitnesses spoke of at least 5 airstrikes which are believed to have targeted Colonel Gaddafi's compound and other government buildings. The Libyan government has so far made no public comments about the explosions. The UN has expressed concern about the situation in the southern Syrian city of Deraa as government crackdown on dissent continues. It said a humanitarian mission had not been allowed access to the city and the UN agency is unable to get medical supplies to refugees. Deraa has been cut off for the past 2 weeks after troops and tanks were sent in to restore control. And Japan's Tokyo Electric TEPCO is to seek government help in compensating victims of the Fukushima nuclear disaster. The company's Fukushima Daiichi power plant was heavily damaged in the deadly March earthquake. Total compensation claims are yet to be known, but analysts say they may be more than $100 billion. The government of Prime Minister Naoto Kan is now under pressure to review Japan's energy policy, which has been heavily dependent on nuclear power. TEPCO has already started making compensation payments to residents near the Fukushima Daiichi plant after residents were forced to evacuate when radiation started to leak from the reactor. To end the news, the main points again. The Parliamentary Accounts Committee has condemned the high school fees being charged in the north, which is said to be defeating the purpose of the free education policy of the government. The committee said the high fees being charged by educational authorities could throw a lot of students out of school as well as increase the cost of education. Plans are far advanced to establish an agricultural business incubator in the western region. The center will serve as a processing point for all vegetable growers in the region. The coordinator of the Youth in Agriculture program, Alhaji Mohammed Adams, made this known to the GNA. Japan is under pressure to review its energy policy as the country's Tokyo Electric TEPCO is seeking government assistance to compensate victims of Fukushima nuclear disaster. The company's Fukushima Daiichi power plant was heavily damaged in the deadly earthquake in March. Analysts say compensation claims may be more than $100 billion. The UN has expressed concern about the situation in the southern Syrian city of Deraa as government crackdown continues. It said a humanitarian mission had not been allowed access to the city and the UN agency is unable to get medical supplies to refugees in the city. And that ends the news broadcast from Radio Ghana, Accra.